It's June 7. Here's a real flashback. It was on this day in 1975 that Sony released the Betamax video recorder. Did you have Betamax?
With the Betamax at your command, you'll never again be deprived of watching whatever program you desire at your convenience.
New South Wales fans would have taped this. It was in 2000 that the Blues defeated Queensland in a record-breaking Origin match, 56-16. It was the most points in an Origin.
Johns is there. It's gone out for Gidley to score. Gidley's gone in. Gidley scores and Wayne Pearce celebrates.
And more sporting news, tennis great Roger Federer won his only French title in 2009.
What an incredible meaning to hear that anthem for him today.
To me, you're the greatest player in history.
June 7 birthdays, topping the list is Sir Tom Jones, the Welsh singer who had his first hit in 1965, celebrates his 81st birthday today.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. I just want your extra time and your kiss.
Brilliant actor Liam Neeson turns 69. His movies include Schindler's List, Rob Roy, The Taken movies, and Batman Begins.
Theatricality and deception are powerful agents. You must become more than just a man in the mind of your opponent.
There's a couple of NRL greats on the list today. Preston Campbell is 44.
Preston Campbell now. He's got some players in front of him. Now he hasn't, and Preston's under the black dot.
And Newcastle Knights 300-gamer Kurt Gidley is 39.
Gidley steps away from Hall. He's got a chance here.
Former tennis star Anna Kournikova celebrates her 40th today.
I started playing tennis when I was 5. I think my parents kind of tried to get rid of me because I was so hyper.
And Brisbane Lions midfielder Daniel Rich is 31.
Rich sends it long. It rolls home.
He's kicked that from 10 metres in the square.
Finally, music superstar Prince was also born on this day. He died in still suspicious circumstances in 2016 at the age of 57.
This is what it sounds like when the doves cry.
Remembering Prince on June 7.